Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Naima Latif for On Air Daily News, Monday, October 3rd, 2022. Well, the weather continues to make headlines as President Joe Biden announced he will visit Puerto Rico on Monday. So today he'll be looking to survey the damage from Hurricane Fiona, then will travel to areas of Florida ravaged by Hurricane Ian. President Biden has said in the past several days that he expects to travel to these places to reassure residents that the federal government will help in their recoveries as the federal government ponders what resources will be available. Of course, many of the traditional relief organizations are stepping up to fill in the gaps. The Salvation Army is urging support for its hurricane relief efforts from Florida to Puerto Rico. And the Salvation Army has been there to provide food, drinks, shelter, emotional and spiritual care, and other emergency services to hurricane survivors. And the rescue workers are generously giving their efforts. The generosity of supporters to the Salvation Army enables those serving those in greatest need, and it helps in the fight against the pain caused by Hurricane Ian and Fiona and other disasters, and it helps bring comfort to families and offers hope in the aftermath of these natural disasters. Supporters who wish to assist the Salvation Army and their efforts can go to www.disastersalvationarmyusa.org. That's www.disastersalvationarmyusa.org. The Salvation Army states that 100% of donations are applied to the disaster relief operations, and it states that it never applies an administrative fee to any disaster gift. Well, not only are human beings suffering in this extreme of weather that is tearing apart homes and buildings, animals are also struggling to survive. Household pets often been hit hardest because they are sometimes the last to get saved when a life and death decision must be made. The organization American Humane is another disaster relief organization that is asking the public to help with these emergency efforts. They're asking to send a gift that will allow them to continue the work in this time of disasters for many dogs, cats, birds, horses, and others who are domesticated animals in need of life-saving programs. Right now, the rescue teams at American Humane are conducting search and rescue operations, finding animals stranded by the storm, animals without food, water, and shelter, and they're working as quickly as possible to save lives. If you're interested in assisting in these animal relief efforts, go to AmericanHumane.org. That's www.AmericanHumane.org. Well, in education news, an interesting circumstance presented itself. Are we punishing our children for having exceptional intelligence? The Pee Wee League football team in Glenwood, Illinois, the Glenwood Cougars, has been suspended for having a high school player, 13-year-old Tremaine Gandy Jr., on their team. Tremaine, who's 13 years of age, is within the age requirements for a Pee Wee League, tested into the 10th grade academically. His academic excellence has somehow created a controversy in this South Suburban Football League. So is the league organized according to age or grade in school. Having a high school player is against regulations, but the age is one of someone in eighth grade. To be fair, designation has to be organized by age because that determines the developmental stage of one's physical body, which is the whole point in athletic competition. Academically, people may in fact be advanced well beyond their traditional grade level, but their body is still going to develop according to the normal rate of development. For men, the difference in development between age 13, an eighth grader, and age 15, a 10th grader, is a huge difference because of the onset of puberty. So is this suspension really an intention to be fair to these youth and encourage them to excel in both sports and academics? Well, there are those who are saying this most certainly is an unfair act and are demanding that something be done to step in and call for fairness in this ruling have come from many sources. The Rainbow Push organization is calling for an investigation and the immediate reinstatement of the Glenwood Cougars Football League team. And in Chicago, Bishop Tavis Grant, the acting national executive director of the Rainbow Push Coalition, is calling for that investigation to lead to an immediate reinstatement of the Glenwood Cougars football team, including Tremaine Gandy, Jr. And the fact that Tremaine is academically advanced is a great progress for any student athlete. Bishop Grant says that Tremaine is the victim of circumstance and by laws that are out of step with the potential of both the player and the program. These parents paid for their children to be in this league. Tremaine has been in this league since he was 5 years old. It is not his fault that those who created this league were either short-sighted or were blindsided by the potential of the program and its players and their parents. So, in a statement issued by Rainbow Push, Bishop Tavis Grant continues, "How do you logically, rationally, and intelligently suspend an entire program over a student athlete that has no quantifiable impact on the overall league? His participation doesn't impact the quality of the game, the integrity of the game, nor does it impact the ethics of the game. The suspension is overhanded and out of bounds with all aspects of sports. There is no template for this form of discipline in any sport, on any level, be it amateur, high school, collegiate, or professional. No governing board of any amateur sports has a nuclear policy like this. The board simply got this one wrong. They should admit it and seek to right this wrong in the name of teaching our children the importance of acknowledging the fact that we don't penalize the innocent, and for every problem there is a solution, especially when it comes to circumstances that are a matter of life occurrences." What was Tremaine supposed to do? He wasn't aware that he was not qualified to play once he became a high school student. His parents and coaches were not aware. Is he expected to say, "Don't promote me, demote me so I can play football"? There's a problem with this policy, not this player, and not this program. Let's play ball, not politics. And that was a statement issued by Bishop Tavis Grant, who is the acting national executive director of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Rainbow Push is a multiracial, multi-issue, progressive international organization that was founded December 1996 by the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson, Sr. through the merging of two organizations he founded, Operation Push, People United to Serve Humanity, established in 1971, and the Rainbow Push Coalition, established in 1984. With headquarters in Chicago and offices in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, and Oakland, the organization works to make the American dream a reality for all citizens while advocating for peace and justice around the world. Rainbow Push Coalition is dedicated to improving the lives of all people by serving as a voice for the voiceless. Its mission is to protect, defend, and gain civil rights by leveling the economic and educational playing fields while promoting peace and justice around the world. To keep up with Reverend Jackson and the works of the Rainbow Push Coalition, go to www.rainbowpush.org. And this is a story that many parents may want to keep track of, especially if you have a student athlete playing in a little league team or a peewee team, and the designations are by age, but it's unclear as to what happens if someone advances beyond their academic level. This is definitely a test case, and we need to keep an eye on what happens. The Black Oak Center Community Learning Series announces a new series, Medicinal Agroforestry. Saturday, October 8, 2022, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, in the Pembroke Township of Illinois Eco Campus. Join Jafunza Wright Carter, MD, MPH, a holistic family physician and sustainable farmer, for a medicinal agroforestry installation at the Black Oak Center Eco Campus. Fall plantings include Cretaceous, Monogena, Hawthorn berry trees, with an alley of 30 feet housing, medical perennial herbs, lavender, motherwort, lemon balm, and a variety of mints. Dr. Wright has prescribed hawthorn berries, flowers, and leaves to successfully treat high blood pressure for many years in her private practice. The Black Oak Center Land Consecration Celebration is celebrating the acquisition of the new Black Oak Center International Headquarters that will follow after a farm-to-table lunch. Feel free to join the Black Oak Center to register today. The Black Oak Center is proud to be a partner in education with the United Plant Savers, Medicinal Plant Conservation. Jafunza C. Wright Carter, MD, MPH, is president and co-founder of Black Oak Center and the Healthy Food Hub. She prescribes food as medicine for over four decades, including medicinal herbs. She heads the only physician-led food hub in the region and farms sustainably at the Black Oak Center Eco Campus in the historic Black farming community of Pembroke Township. The Healthy Food Hub, RX Bag Therapeutic Foods Service, has delivered thousands of immune-strengthening RX bags during the pandemic in partnership with BCBS and FQHCS. Customized bags are available for an array of health challenges. The Pembroke Farmland Restoration is turning Pembroke farmland from fallow to fruitful. And they give many thanks to the collaborators, including the Conservation Fund, the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Savannah Institute. The Black Oak Center is located at 14485 East 3000 South Road, 3000 S Road, Pembroke Township, Illinois, 60958. In the USA. For more information, you can go to www.blackoakscenter.org. That's www.blackoakscenter.org. These are the issues that we need to look at when it comes to what's going to happen with many of those who are food insecure and living in our urban environments and needing some type of assistance when it comes to finding resources. As we look at a large population of displaced homeowners, every city is going to have to make decisions as to how do they manage the population of those who are going to need to perhaps immigrate to their cities coming from disaster areas. And as the weather changes, those coming from southern warm climates having to migrate suddenly to the northern climates, will they have sufficient clothing? Will they have sufficient housing? Will they have sufficient supplies? These are the answers that are needed when it comes to those relief efforts and the humanitarian efforts of people who see that when someone loses their home, they lose everything. And someone will have to show compassion in order for them to survive. So for those communities that are already distressed, there is a need for some efforts to be made to make the residents have a life that they can feel secure for their children. Well, in Chicago and the Altgeld Garden community, there have been efforts to address what needs to happen for those residents who for a long time had been without basic necessities. The Concordia Place Apartments in the south side of Chicago's Altgeld Garden was in need of renovation and so many other services. This summer, a series of events were held to raise funds and raise awareness, led by Rainbow Push National Youth Director, Reverend Cameron Barnes. And we'll share a bit of the conversation with Reverend Barnes during this summer event and look at some of the ways that those who wish to support Rainbow Push and its efforts can contribute to the relief and the efforts to upgrade the apartments for these citizens. And for those who are unfamiliar with Altgeld Gardens, that is the far south side of Chicago, and much has been said about the area that is often neglected and even is sometimes affected by nearby dump sites that affect the air quality for citizens. So much needs to be done in the repair, renovation, and rebuilding of that community.
So we're here with Cameron Barnes. Reverend Cameron Barnes is the National Youth Director of the Rainbow Push. And tell us about your position here and this event today.
So in addition to serving as the National Youth Director at Push, I also serve as the resident service coordinator here at Concordia Place Apartments at 13037 South Daniel Drive on the far south side in Chicago. Rainbow Push took this project on in February of 2021 when we got word of the deplorable living conditions, and so we've been working to try to get a multi-million dollar renovation of all 297 units here at Concordia Place. And as that process is going on, and we're still in the midst of that, and we will get that renovation done in the coming years, or rather in the coming months, and I don't want to make it seem like it's that long away, in the coming months. But until then, since July the 4th last year, 2021, we tried to do an event every month here at Concordia just to bring the livelihood back to Concordia. So prior to Rainbow Push being involved, this playground was closed. We didn't have community events. They didn't have community events here at Concordia. They weren't able to use the playground. They weren't able to use the community room in the leasing office. It was just a dead environment. That's what they told us when we got involved with Reverend Jackson and Omar Sharif and Bishop Grant and myself. And so as we've gotten involved, we wanted to do a lot more on the family and community side. So every major holiday since last year, July the 4th of 2021, we've done some kind of event out here. August and July are our biggest where we're outside. But we've even done turkey giveaways in the Thanksgiving time. We've done Christmas things during Christmas. We gave away coats in January. We did an Easter event back in April. So we try to do something all the time. So today, this is just what we're doing. I'm working with the Tenant Council and resident advisors of Concordia to make this happen. We've got catered food. There's cotton candy. There's snow cones. There's what else? There's popcorn. There's face painting, and the young lady who does face painting also does a big bubble show. So she'll do a bubble show. We got entertainment coming from Michael Jackson. We got him, not the real one, but he looks and you'll think it's him for real. So there's a lot going on. So that's just what we want to do here.
Now, how many residents are there in the Concordia Place Apartment?
So total in the complete complex, we have about 721 residents. 312 of those, which is more than, just about half of that, are under the age of 18. 312 under the age of 18, 721 total residents, 297 units. So the bulk is children, and with them not being able to use the playground for years prior and being able to do different things, the children are really the emphasis of why we do these things, and that's the motivation. The council is always telling me, Cameron, we've got to do something for the kids because it's the 4th of July or it's back to school time or whatever. So next month in August, we'll be doing our back to school event. We'll be giving out school supplies and everything to get ready for the kids to go back. CPS starts on August the 22nd. So we're looking to put our date down for August for our back to school event. But this is what we do. 721 residents, 312 kids under the age of 18, 297 units. We want a multi-million dollar renovation of each and every one of these apartments. And until we get that, we'll be having a little fun outside.
All right.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Congratulations on some great success.
Thanks so much. I look a little sweaty. I usually do interviews, and this is for the watermelon. We'll have a watermelon eating contest in just a moment, so I have to go and cut up watermelons and everything, too. So I'm not a serial killer, guys. I'm not Michael Myers.
that's watermelon night.
Well, we'll have a watermelon night, watermelon eating contest. We'll probably have, like, a dance contest, a lot of different things. We have prizes to give away. We got some gift cards that we're going to give away. This is a $6,000 event, and we use that entire budget. I use every dime that I could, and we are making sure that it goes to good use.
You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you, Ms. Lateef.
All right. And that was Reverend Cameron Barnes, National Youth Director of the Rainbow Push Coalition. In education continuing, of course, there are many programs that young people can find to bring them to excellence. In Charlotte, North Carolina, today, in celebration of National Manufacturing Day, the STEM Centers Coalition, the first of its kind national STEM initiative powered by corporate leaders and anchored in schools by Discovery Education, offers students and families new STEM resources to explore the world of modern manufacturing. Of course, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and manufacturing. With over 4 million manufacturing roles predicted to be available in the next 10 years, the new resources from the STEM Careers Coalition connect today's students to the manufacturing careers of tomorrow. Manufacturing Day occurs annually the first Friday of October to motivate today's students to become the next generation of innovators leading the manufacturing industry. In order to support this celebration, STEM Careers Coalition offers three different collections to all students, educators, and families on modern manufacturing that supports learning wherever it takes place, created in collaboration with an array of industry-leading organizations such as the Arconic Foundation, Caterpillar Foundation, DuPont, GAF Manufacturing Institute, Procter & Gamble, and Stanley Black & Decker. The following curated resources are available to all at no cost: manufacturing-focused career profiles,
where you explore the profiles of manufacturing professionals using the skills they learned in school to become the kind of problem solvers that make a difference. Make a connection from the classroom to careers and find out how all students can make it in manufacturing. Hands-on student activities, from innovating food packaging to discovering the tenets of precision design to exploring water sustainably. At-home, hands-on learning activities help students take STEM skills from theory to practice. Classroom activities. Access the no-cost, standards-aligned classroom activities to support future career success for all students. Each activity features important STEM skills and step-by-step guides for implementing activities into your classroom. Manufacturing is a critical part of the STEM equation, and Manufacturing Day is a perfect way for educators and students to discover the wide world of modern manufacturing, said Amy Nakamoto, General Manager of Social Impact at Discovery Education. She added, "We are proud to present dynamic digital resources that empower students to become the creators, doers, and makers of innovative solutions." The STEM Careers Coalition prepares 10 million students for the future of work by providing equitable access to digital content and experiences that engage students, build foundational STEM knowledge, and develop the critical skills students need for college and career success. Having reached over 5.7 million students, the coalition is nurturing a diverse culture of STEM education in K-12 schools and after-school centers nationwide by empowering educators to teach STEM effectively in the classroom, fostering and promoting equality education, quality education, and building the next generation of STEM solution seekers with an intentional focus on racial and gender equity. You can learn more about STEM Careers Coalition and find out how your organization can support the work of STEM Careers Coalition. All resources are available at no cost at stemcareercoalition.org and through Discovery Education's K-12 learning platform on the STEM Careers channel. For more information about Discovery Education's award-winning digital resources and professional learning services, go to www.discoveryeducation.com. That's www.discoveryeducation.com. And stay connected with Discovery Education on social media through Twitter and LinkedIn. Well, that is all for now. And we are grateful for those who have stayed with us during this daily news program. Join us tomorrow, 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. Join us for on-air daily news and get the information that you can use to make good decisions about what you need to do to enhance your life. Feel free to call in with your good news at 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. And you can follow us on www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. And here are daily news rebroadcasts at www.onaireverywhere.com. That's www.onaireverywhere.com. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News, and we urge you to give to those who are helping to save lives all around the world. We're all in this together, and we are our brother's keeper. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.